Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And this is where you are at. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock on the airwaves of 657 AM. Hello to you, family. Are you warm? It's a cold Friday, but remember, I want you. I want you. I spoke about it on Tuesday and on Wednesday. I spoke about it that we are expecting a cold front. It's going to sweep Gauteng throughout, like from Thursday up until Friday. So for the whole weekend, we are expecting it to be an icy weekend. But I hope that you are warm and that God is good to you and that keeps you warm. Give you the sounds of MOG music, Be Lifted. We are sitting on 17 minutes just after 12. And my family, before I greet Pastor Grobler this morning or this afternoon, let me just remind the family and let me say thank you to all family members who are giving towards our post-campaign Visiothon 2025. And may God awesomely bless you. Thank you so much for keeping the voice of Radio Pulpit alive. And may the Lord give you a hundredfold for what you are giving. And yes, my family, we are still saying to the family, let's keep Radio Pulpit's voice of faith alive. And you know that we've been with you for four decades, for 40 years, and even beyond, actually, for over 40 years. Radio Pulpit 657 AM has been your daily companion and the heartbeat of ministry built on trust, truth, and God's word. But today, that voice, or our voice of our ministry, is under threat because of the possible shutdowns that are the national shutdowns on AM frequencies, which means that in the near future, you might not be able to tune into 657 AM and hear us. So we are saying to the family, we are so we are trusting God for this turnaround, this turning point that we are at right now, because we are already offering sustainable solutions. We have launched four web radio stations: the Radio Pulpit 657 AM online, I Am Youth web radio station, and Radio Council Hartklank, and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. But we are saying for it to continue to reach thousands of hearts with a voice of hope, we need your help, my family. We still need to reach that target that we had on Visiothon, the target of 3 million rands, and we need your continued support in this. If you say this ministry has blessed you, challenged you, encouraged you in any way, in any possible way, will you help us to keep Radio Pulpit's voice alive? You can SMS the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp us on 0826572729 for banking details. And may God awesomely bless you as you give towards Radio Pulpit. And Zach, godson Zach, or Ivan, somebody will come back to you. Ivan Pariachi, I think somebody will come back to you with the banking details. May God awesomely bless you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
And yes, Pastor Ido Grobler is in the studio.
Good afternoon, Sibongile. Good afternoon, family.
Oh, good afternoon, Muruti. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be mm-hmm. here. And wow, I just, if you would just allow me just to continue what you were saying, you know, and maybe at some stage I will come and minister upon that topic. But, you know, I want to say that to every person that is listening today, every family member that is tuning in.
Uh-huh.
When you go read the book of Jonah, Jonah was one man that spoke the gospel. In a town that everybody gave up. We are in that country that so many people have written us off. But one man speaking the word of God changed a nation. Changed a nation that even to the king, they said they will fast. And that whole country repented. So I believe so much in what you just said. You know, the voice of Radio Pulpit is going out there. You know, it is cold. As you said, winter is here. physically, people are standing outside, they are freezing.
Yeah.
But the word of God is like a fire.
Yeah.
You know, that attracts you, that makes you feel hot in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit.
Mm.
I mean, that song that was playing, it just stirs something up in your heart.
Mm.
So, yes, I want to encourage every person. I mean, whether or not it's 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever the amount is, give with your heart, because that is the voice that needs to go out there in a cold nation that is that is standing outside, that is needing a savior, that is needing the warmth of God, to know the light of God, to know his warm embrace.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to just say thank you to what you guys are doing, because you are that voice that is giving light, that is giving warmth to a nation out there, to a people out there that needs it in this very time. So, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Grobler. So we ought to give with our hearts as well.
Amen.
We are doing it for the Lord so that we can continue spreading the word. As you said, Jonah was alone. Radio Pulpit is that one in a million voices.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, as I said, it makes a difference. And that's what people don't understand.
Mm.
That's what they think. Oh, it's just one radio. No. One nation, one station can make the difference, can make a difference to touch the hearts of so many millions and millions of people out there that is tuning in, that by accident turns the radio and hears the message.
Oh, yeah.
And that person's life is changed.
We have had some people, Pastor Grobler, who wanted to even take their lives and said, you know, I tuned in and I heard so and so was on and this is what they were talking about, and I decided, no, it's not worth it.
I tell you, and this is how God works. And, you know, this is not just another station. I believe that we are making a difference.
Amen.
And, you know, people are quick to say, but what can I do? This is your opportunity
to do something.
To
about
do
this.
Something. To say, I am part of something. I am part of the. We are all the church, the body of Christ. I can do my part. It does not matter. I don't need to be on the forefront. I can be the one on the back or the back seat, but that makes sure that message goes out there.
Well, I love what you're saying, because I believe that when I give to Radio Pulpit, for example, I'm also doing everything that Radio Pulpit is doing. So if they're sharing the gospel, then I am sharing the gospel. And so I believe that when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ, our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, some of us will be surprised by the prizes that he will give unto us.
Oh, yes.
When he would say, look at those, they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. They came into the kingdom. And now they build a meaningful relationship through you. And you'd be like, but Lord, what did I do? And the Lord will show you when you gave to us vision. That because you gave, then now these ones' lives were saved because of what Radio Pulpit was doing.
But you know, Sibun Gideon, that is the thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying to you, people sometimes gets hung up on an amount.
Yeah.
It's not an amount.
Yeah.
It's the heart with which you gave.
Yeah.
And that is what the Lord is seeing, that you are giving with a heart. You are giving to say, Lord, this is me doing what I can to make sure that the word of God is being ministered.
Yeah, yeah. And how many who are thirsty for the word of God?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you read it. I mean, you can sit in any kitchen, anywhere, and you will people hear talking negativity. They will talk down, you know, they are depressed. But as you said, you mentioned
Radio
the word.
Radio Pulpit is the voice of hope.
It's the voice of hope.
At that time,
it is that light. You know, for me, God has showed me some things, like a lighthouse.
Mm.
You know, I cannot now look at a lighthouse. I look at it differently.
Yeah.
Because there's that one song, it's a very old song, where there's the storm.
Mm.
And we are like that in the world. We are in that storm.
Yeah.
It's dark. You don't see, you know, the waves are almost crushing you. And then you see that light. And as you go towards that light, you
That's
are getting
the help
safety.
Is.
It is.
Radio Pulpit is that lighthouse.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord for that.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, that people need to understand. You know, we are helping to make that light shine for those that is still out there. Because were once out there.
Sure. And family, if you say, Pastor Khrovla, I hear you, I hear you. I want the Loud House to continue shining. I want Radio Pulpit to keep sharing. You can SMS the word give to 37871 or to our WhatsApp number 082-657-2729 for banking details. And you should see how Pastor Khrovla is fired up for this gospel.
I tell you, this call does not bother me because when I'm busy with the things of God, my heart is on fire.
Yep. Janine Gospel Singer saying, glory to Jesus. Blessings to you too. Thank you for tuning in. And she's like, amen, as Pastor Khrovla is speaking.
Come on.
So we're saying, do not also be limited, for God is not, is limitless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have been talking right now and say, it's not about the amount, because God is bigger than that.
Exactly that. Mm. And that is why, you know, even in this portion of scripture, I mean, we're going to get into that just now. It is the most unlikely scripture that I was busy meditating on. And God just began to speak to me around faith. And trust me, when I begin to speak, faith is just a topic.
Let's go to it, Pastor Khrovla.
Okay,
do that.
Let's jump into that. So we want to go through the book of John 11 today.
Okay.
John 11, it actually deals with the death of Lazarus. So most of us, when we hear John 11, when we hear the topic of the death of Lazarus, we hear the miracle. Mm-hmm. We all see that in our eyes, mm-hmm. the miracle of Jesus resurrecting it. But I want to jump into this portion of scripture, and I'm just going to read some key scripture, and we're going to talk about it. So, and this is the portion that God showed me, that even in a scripture where my mind was limited, even in something as simple as a miracle, God said to me, no, it's not just also about the miracle.
Yeah.
I am the resurrection as well.
Yes.
I was so limited. Every time I read the scripture, every time I read the heading.
You are just that was where noticing my mind the went. 4 days.
Exactly. Yeah. And God just began to show me. And again, as these things jumped out of the scripture, how limited my own faith was, how limited I saw the faith in this portion of scripture is, and God is trying to break that limits out of our life to say, break out of your limited mindset, because I am limitless. And any case, but let's go. So again, we start off from the first verse where it says there was a certain man that was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, and his sisters was with him, Mary and Martha. So again, John is trying to paint a little picture for us, you know, of who's in this in that physical town. And his sisters sent for him and say, Lord, come. And even emotion, you know, that is how limited we are. They try to lure Jesus to come to their brother's aid by saying, Lord, he whom you loved. You know, how many of us manipulate God to go into our own areas? Lord, I want you to do ABC because, you know, I love you. Because I go to church every day.
And if you do, then I will.
We do that a lot. Exactly that. Exactly that. In any case, then we're going to go down to verse 5 where it says, now Jesus loved Martha. And again, look at the scripture. This is the most amazing portion of it.
Yeah.
John tells us, Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. Now, in the next sentence, it says, because Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days. So it was not that Jesus could not be bothered. It was not that he was too busy. It was not that he didn't care. But the Bible teaches us something very specifically. There was a reason behind it. Because he loved them. But he stayed 2 days longer. And as you see, as we go further, you will see why he specifically stayed 2 days longer. And eventually, after 2 extra days, he said to his disciples, let us go now. Now, as they were walking, even Jesus with his disciples next to him. I mean, we see again this thing of limit coming into it, where he was saying, we're going to go to this town because of Lazarus, that Lazarus is sleeping. Now, same thing, when you say sleep, again, we hear the word sleep, and in our own mindset, we hear sleep. Somebody that, or something that you do in the evening, you are sleeping. But Jesus was saying, in his in our physical human realm, we are talking sleeping as I'm still alive, I'm just resting.
Mm.
But God, when God speaks in his realm, there is no difference. You can be dead. You can be lame. Mm. You can have cancer. You can have this, that. For God, it does not matter. And that's why I love that scripture that says, for with God, nothing is impossible. Mm. You know, we know the scripture, but we lack the revelation of it because of the things that we hear. And immediately we put that little boundary on it.
Mm.
Sleep. Okay, he's sleeping. So he's still alive. It's still okay. We can still do some things.
Mm.
But or even when I'm sick, when I've got flu, now God can still heal me. But when I get cancer,
then
this is terminal. Sorry, sorry. This my
this
life is over.
This is huge.
This is over. Yeah. And God is trying to even teach his disciples on the way.
Mm. That even unto death,
exactly.
I'm still God.
And even to the point, because they were still seeing the physical, that he even had to say to them, Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to be blunt to them, mm-hmm. because the more he spoke, the more they just went directly to their fleshly minds.
Mm.
You know, to the limits that we create in our own lives, that we try to box God in.
Mm.
And he said to him, no, he's dead.
Mm.
We are going.
Mm.
Any case, so we carry on. Verse 14, it says, there's verse 14 where he said, Lazarus is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says, when he came to the town, that Lazarus was already dead 4 days. Now, again, this was amazing to me, 4 days.
Mm.
Why is John specifically saying 4 days?
Mm.
Again, same thing. You know, we as people doubt everything. Everything. When we read something on CNN, funny enough, something in the world, something on Facebook, if it says tomorrow it's going to hail, nobody's walking out of their house because because Facebook said it's going to hail. But when God says something, we doubt. We doubt.
May the Lord help us.
That's why he said 4 days, because otherwise they would have said, hey, you would have faked the death.
Okay, Mr. Grobler, packing it there.
Yes.
And just putting a coma.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes us to doubt what God says, but we are able to believe what any other person says? Just like now, the weatherman said, yeah, on Friday, it's going to, the cold front and everything, we believed, and everybody's wearing their jackets, and everybody's...
Exactly.
And we keep referring to what the weatherman said.
Yes.
But what happens when it comes to the word of God? Why is it so difficult?
Easy. The Bible teaches us we walk by faith,
not by sight.
People, we see the weatherman on the television because of the fact that we see. Have you heard that saying? And I mean, look how we are cursing our own words, our own destinies. We see. Have you ever heard the saying that says, seeing is believing?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have said those words?
And the Lord Jesus Christ is opposite to that. He says, exactly. How blessed is the one who believes without seeing.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's why I say the word faith stirred me up so much, because of the fact that when I did my own retrospection into my own life, how many times I've uttered that words, Lord, I will only believe once I see. Things that happen in my life, upon me seeing it,
like
now
Thomas?
I believe it.
Exactly. Like Thomas.
Exactly. And, you know, we read it, but when I read it, I look at myself and I say, Lord, but I'm the same way. I do things the same manner. It is not just him, but even in my own life, there were certain things that I didn't trust you because I could not see it. But, and I believe that is why God took 4 days. It says that even it began to smell. So even in the human senses, Jesus wanted to make sure that there could be no doubt on the miracle that he was about to do.
Mm.
It was like that. Now we see something very interesting.
Mm.
We read in verse 20 where Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to him. And now Martha said to the Lord, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
So if we saw you, then it means he would have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lord, if you came,
because
she was expecting Jesus the healer.
Mm.
Again, she limited Jesus in his capacity. Lord, if only you were here, you could have healed him.
Sure.
But it's now too late.
Now it's clear to me as you say this. Now I understand. I'm coming back to the book of John 11. But it takes me back to when the Lord Jesus Christ looked at the centurion and said,
yes.
I've never seen such great faith.
Exactly.
Because the centurion never even thought you need to be present. Like Martha said, if you, my brother, if you came.
Yes. No, exactly.
Which means he's limitless. Wherever he's at, he's able to bring about a change.
And that's why I say, you know, when you read the Gospels from that perspective, you see how when Jesus said he was moved by people's faith.
Yeah.
Because most of us, the majority of us, wants to see it. Martha wanted to physically see Jesus there. And she expected the healing. She expected Jesus the healer. But Jesus didn't just come to heal. He came to raise the dead. Jesus did so many things for us. But look at how we limited even Jesus when he was a physical man on earth. Look at how we limited him.
Sure.
And then he began to tell her, it says,
you were on 20?
Yes, and jumping just to verse 23, where he said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Mm. Now hear this. This is, look at how she's contradicting him. "Yes, Lord, I know he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day." Mm. And look at how Jesus is answering her. And in verse 25, where he says, "I am the resurrection." Mm. The resurrection is standing in front of her. He's telling her actually what he's going to do.
Hmm.
But she was focused in, "Lord, I wanted to hear your explanation why you were not here, why you could not heal my brother." Hmm. She was still so focused on her own limitations and the fact that Jesus didn't come in time to heal her brother. What did she do? She turned around, went back, called her sister Mary and say, "Jesus is calling you." Because same thing, she wanted to get this answer. She was so focused, she wanted to get an answer. Why did the person that Lazarus loved not come and heal? Again, for God nothing is possible. For Jesus nothing was impossible. But same thing, her mind was. And some of us are just like that. We are so one-track minded. We don't allow to God to move in his way. Yet we pray, "Lord, your will be done." But in our heart, we say, "Lord, your will be done according to my will.
According to how I think it should."
Exactly.
And the magnitude of it.
It's almost, "Lord, it's my will, but with your blessing. Lord, I just need your blessing on what I decide to do because me, I know better. I'm here." No, it's not like that. God is trying to break these things out. And even now, we read further then in verse 28 when it says, that was what I just mentioned, we came. And then when Mary asked him the same thing, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Because in her mind, it was already too late. It was done. You know, how many of us is the same thing? We are limited to saying, "Lord, my situation is done. It's too late. Lord, I've done ABC in my life. Lord, it is too late for me. My sin is so great, Lord." How many of us get caught in the lie of the enemy to say that the enemy makes us believe that God has forsaken you? God has forsaken you. It's too late. As I said, even jumping back for a second to the topic I spoke about earlier, Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh because he said, that nation.
It's already doomed.
Look at what they're doing. Yeah. They persecute
me. Why not kill them?
They're done. They're done for it. I don't even want to waste my breath. But when God's on the scene, nothing is impossible for him. Nothing. You might think it's the end, but God will make a way where there is no way.
Then Mary says unto the Lord what she says, and Jesus says, "But I am the resurrection."
Yes. And listen, and this is the thing, God is trying to speak to you.
So he's able to wake the dead?
Yes.
Not only like us, like humans, but even things that are dead in our lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, what you thought is dead, God will make alive again. Now, as I said, this is, you know, it gets me so excited. You know, God showed me one day a tree. He showed me a tree and he said to me, "Iru, what happens is you start seeing dead branches." Now, what do you see when, what do you do when there's dead branches? I said, "Lord, you get the gardener and he comes and prune the branches."
Yeah.
And he says, "But if the branches get cut off, does the tree die?" I said, "No, Lord.
No, it doesn't.
it actually grows new branches and it gets new fruit. And he said to me, exactly.
Mm.
But we refuse to be pruned.
Mm.
We hate the process when God is trying to prune us.
Mm.
Yet God is not trying to destroy us. God is trying to expand
us. So with Jesus not going immediately, that was the pruning?
Yes.
2 days later.
Exactly.
He says, let's go back.
Exactly. And God wants to show you that he's not just limited to being a healer. He's the resurrection. He's the one that said in the commission when John asked him, or John's disciple asked him,
mm.
you know, Lord, are you the Christ?
Mm.
And he said, look at what I'm doing.
Mm.
I've healed the sick.
Mm.
I've cleansed the lepers.
Mm.
Here he raised the dead.
Mm.
God is not limited to our own understanding, because at that stage, when Jesus was doing these miracles, even to the Pharisees, it was foreign. They could not understand, to drive out demons.
Mm.
They never saw this being done.
Mm.
And that is what Jesus is trying to teach us, to step out of that limitation that we have in our minds of what God can do.
Jesus says to Martha and Mary, the time when he came the first time to visit them with Lazarus and everyone.
Yes.
And he says to them, if you believe, then you will see the glory of the Lord. And then he leaves it there. But he repeats it again now when he gets there and Lazarus is dead. And he says, didn't I say to you, if you believe, then you will see the goodness of you will see the glory of the Lord.
Exactly.
But now the challenge is in the believing.
Yes.
He says to Moses, as far as you can see it, it is yours.
Mm.
We are limitless. I mean, we are limitless according to God.
Yes, correct.
But we have limited our minds. So how do we get to that point where we can see what he sees, or even see beyond? Because I think if I am praying for a situation, I'm going to make myself an example for her. I'm the example.
Sure.
My son is with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. He's diagnosed with that. And we carry him from one bedroom to another, from one room to another.
Sure.
He's on a wheelchair. And you trust in God for a miracle in that space.
Yes.
And he says, if you believe, then you will see the glory. And he says, I am the resurrection. So it doesn't matter the muscles that are dead.
And of course. Yes.
And then he says, as far as you can see it, it is yours. Now, how do we get to that point where we don't see the lame child, for example? Or I'm a mother. Okay, I'm talking about another mother. I've seen mothers calling in and writing in and saying, my son is without a job, or I don't know how am I going to feed my family, or. How do we see beyond that which is there? I mean, all they could see was that Lazarus was sick and he's dead and Jesus delayed.
Okay, two things. So that's why one of my favorite scriptures was when Peter got out of, or the portions of the Bible was when Peter got out of the boat. Peter got out of the boat and when he looked at Jesus, he was doing miracles. He was walking on water.
Right.
But the enemy comes and he will change your focus. He will show you the storm. He will tell you your situation and you begin to sink. That's the first thing. The second thing is when, I always take this example, when David was anointed king. Samuel came, you are anointed king. Yet there was a 12-year period before a physical crown was placed upon his head.
When there were battles that were fought in that 12
years. There was a time of preparation. There was God's perfect timing, preparing David so that when the day came, it was not just in that moment, but it was for everybody also to see.
Mm.
So I believe that because again, same thing as to your example. You know, we want to see God's miracle today.
Now.
we need to see it today.
Yeah.
But I believe,
just like Martha and Mary.
Exactly.
Needed him to do it today.
Because we will believe, Lord, if we see it.
Yeah.
But would you continue to believe it
even if you don't see it
tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you don't see it today.
Mm.
You know, there was another man of God a long time ago, Smith Wigglesworth. His own daughter was deaf in her one ear.
Yeah.
Yet he prayed for her, but he prayed for many other people
and they
all healed. And people were rebuking and say, but why don't you pray for your own daughter?
Yeah.
But he kept praying. Even himself, he was sick. He had, I think it was kidney stones.
Yeah.
He refused because he made an oath to God that he would not go under surgery.
Uh-huh.
7 years he walked with that. Mm. Now, people will tell you, if you have that is pain beyond your belief.
Mm.
But he believed in God. And after, I think it was 7 years, God healed him of that.
Yeah.
But he never stopped to preach the word of God.
Yeah.
He would go in the most pain that he had. He would still say, Lord, I still believe.
Mm.
I still believe. And I believe even through that, God strengthened him. God strengthened his faith because he was saying, Lord, as I said, your will, not my will. Yes, of course, we all want the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to see God doing great things in our lives.
Yeah.
But I'm always reminded to say, Lord, your will, not my own will. Your timing will not just be the repercussion in my own life and in my family's life. But I know, Lord, at the right time, that miracle will even touch the lives of hundreds and thousands of people as well.
Wow. The important part is to keep the focus.
Absolutely.
The important part is to know who he is beyond reasonable doubts. You spoke about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in a way when you said, do you still believe, even if it doesn't happen today, that he's still God and he's still...
Exactly. I mean, you know, we can take another example of Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
God said to Abraham, you will have a nation as big as as the stars and the sand
and
of the sea.
And the sand of the sea. Yeah.
Yet, first of all, his age was an issue.
Yeah.
Lord, this is impossible.
But he's the resurrection.
This is impossible for me, Lord, to have children and my wife. Look how old we are.
Uh-huh.
Now, same thing. What did they do initially?
Mm.
Oh, Lord, this is taking too much time. Let me make my own plan.
Yeah. So the important part is to say to the Lord, change my heart.
Yes.
Let me see like you do. Let me help me be focused. Help me not lose sight of you.
Exactly. Total surrender.
Yeah.
When you begin to surrender and say, Lord, I surrender to your will. This is your will for my life. Lord, mold me. As I said the last time I was here and I was talking about the clay.
Yeah.
You know, that is what God wants us to do. He wants to shape us, but we end up resisting him the whole time because we've got a thing in our mind that we want, yet we don't see the real bigger picture of what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
Because we get so tracked down, we get so focused on those things that we miss that.
Yeah.
We miss that opportunity. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes time. And it's not because God doesn't love us.
Yeah.
But it takes time for us to see. But okay, Lord, I've tried it in my own way. Okay, Lord, I've not succeeded. The woman with the issue of blood, it says she went to many doctors.
Mm.
How many times she went to the world for answers?
Yeah.
Nothing worked. She spent all of her money.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning there was a huge process behind it. She did it for a long time. But after 12 years, she did not give up. After 12 years, when she heard about Jesus, she said, Lord, today is my day.
Yeah.
I will. And even if you think about it, that was her faith being so stirred up that she didn't even say, Lord, I didn't even need to speak to you. If only I could touch.
Mm.
But there was a process behind it where she had to get that own mindset out of her mind of, you know, I'm trusting in this, I'm trusting in that, I'm trusting around to all the other people that's giving or telling me, go do this, do that. Trust in the Lord.
Mm.
That's why I love that scripture in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
And
not just with a compartment. Not just when it suits
but with
me.
Every single part of your heart.
And let's be honest. I mean, we all struggle with that.
Mm.
If we truly were to walk according to that scripture, I believe that God would give us things beyond our measures.
Yeah.
Beyond our measures because he wants to.
Yeah.
But are we ready to handle that?
Yo. All right, family members. I hear Pastor Khrobla saying, keep sending out that CV. I hear him saying, keep knocking on those doors.
Amen.
Don't give up. God is limitless. And keep talking to the Lord about it. Those ideas that he has put in you, he is limitless. We're coming back.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.